Let's say this mouse, Mickey Mouse, fell into the cholet, fell into vinegar. Not into beer, but it fell into vinegar. My, what will be the lacha? It's not according to Rav. What will be the lacha? Rashi says, Nofel gai cholet mai. Mi yamrinin ha-chaymitz, vinegar, time like kosh, it's a strong taste. V'yein asheretz mafig losses baitam. B'chlau, you don't taste it at all. So maybe even according to Rav would be mutter. Since vinegar is so strong, this mouth that falls in does not give off a taste at all. So, Malay Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, have a yubda day Rav Kano. What's happened by Rav Kano? That the mouse fell into his vinegar. The also Rav Kano, Rav Kano said it's awesome. Yes, so the vinegar is awesome. Mashmiel is not the same thing. Gives off tam. And vice versa, you have to say that it gives off tam l'shvach. It tastes a little bit good. Oh, Malay Yehu, they said back to me, there's no proof. Omlai Yehu, you know where Rav Kano said it was also? Imritute imritut. Over there, the case was there were some pieces of the mouse left over in the vinegar. That's why I said it was also. Not because of time alone. If the mouse would have, you could pick up the whole mouse, didn't leave any pieces behind, then it would be mutter maybe. It's only time, maybe the time would be mutter. What happened was the mouse left over some pieces. He got so afraid that he fell to pieces. He broke in pieces. So there's some of his legs there that you're eating. So that's why it's also. So Rashi says in Matutza Imrit, Lechatichas dakas katana, small pieces. Visheret isura bechadosha, kitu masoi. Just like even a small, the size of a lentil, of a sheret has tumor on it, the same thing if you eat it. You do not need a kizayis, it's us even bechadosha. Vechashin, here we're afraid, dilma bola chaticha sheret badichaimis. Here we're afraid, maybe you can eat some pieces of the sheret. That's what Rav Kana said it was awesome. But if you know for sure you have the whole mouth out, only the time he left over, that would be mutter. That would be mutter. Toi speaks out, imutter mutter, yesh l'tui, here's the question, achshav heichon oichlam devash, how could we eat honey today? Dvorim, honey, for the ragli at dvorim arovim b'dvash. In Toi's times, the bees' feet were left over in the honey. And when a person eats the honey, he's eating the feet also. V'yavagad David Degam, even though it doesn't taste so good, the feet, but as long as the feet are not nisum achilas odom, even though it doesn't taste so good, but as long as you could eat it, it's still also the cheft alone. So when you take honey, you have a bee feet there also. So how is it mutter to eat bee honey? The feet of bees are only bones. That's it. There's no meat there. It's only a bone. It has a locha like a bone. The locha is, and the bones are turim. That not b'mesechta turis, atzmois tachamor turim. Just the bones alone is tor. For ugly advarim ki atzmois tachamor. Yeah. And therefore it's mutter b'achila, that's what he says. How dare me now we say, vor mein lem shir, a filu pokon the gazais and a mace, yem a sheret hain the linyan tumma, dika bos olayu, hola vachi term linya achila shafadomi. That these bee feet that we eat, Taizol is mutter to eat them. Taizol, since it's only a bone, there's no meat on it, has no taste, what's that taste is mutter. Eat the bone itself, in some there's no marrow inside the bone. A regular bone of chazi has to be afraid it has some marrow inside it. It has some meat. Therefore, the time of the meat comes out. But the stomach of bee feet don't have any marrow inside it. It's only like a pure bone, wherever it is. So Taishit there is, it's mutter to eat. Could be a dry, could be right, right? You're right. Right. So it has to be there, a dried bone. It doesn't have any marrow in it. Right. Ravina Gemara says, Sova lishyurai b'meya. He wanted to say when the mouse falls into vinegar, he yelled, it does give off taste. And it should be both the first and the hundred. The Meir of Echad. That's what he had a half a minute to say. Rashi says, Rashi. What's it made like Truma? Truma is the Meir of Echad. He thought this should also be like Truma. It's both one and a hundred. Yeah. Meir of Echad. Omi said, La Gorma Truma. It's not worse than Truma. It's not, we learn Truma, Oila B'yechna Meir. When Truma falls into other foods, it's bottle one in a hundred. So it's what to say, even though this mouse, when it goes into the, I'm not sure if it's beer or the chol or the vinegar, it gives off, now we're going out, just if I can't say before, it gives off a strong taste, and you taste it even one in a hundred. You want to say, first it'll be bottled, only one in a hundred. Omale Rav Tachlifa Bar Gizel Ravina, said that Ravina, maybe Duma Kitavlin Shel Truma Dikderadami, Tlebotu Tamayu, maybe say stronger, say it should be like spice. When you put spices into the food, since you always taste the spices, it's not bottle. So maybe over here also, that maybe this mouth gives us such a strong taste, that it's not bottle. It's one svara. Rav Achoi Shira B'chala B'chamishin. Now I'm going to say svara just the opposite way. That when the mouse fell into vinegar, like the first Rashi, since the vinegar is a strong taste, it doesn't give off that much time, the mouse into the beer. Therefore, he said you have 50 times. If there are 50 times of vinegar against the mouse, it'll be mutter. Even though usually you need 60 times, but here he held it's enough 50 times. Because since the vinegar has a strong taste, the mouse doesn't give off so much taste there. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. Rav Shmuel bread Ravika Shia Veshicha Meshishim. He said that when the mouse fell into beer, he was Meshair Beshishim, like we know, 60 times. In other words, the mouse gives off taste, and the stomach going now, this mouse gives off a good taste, it's Tam L'Shvach, and therefore the beer would be also if you would taste it. How do we know if you taste it or not? If you have less than 60, you taste it. If you have 60 times the amount of the mouse in the beer, then it's Mutter. Now the Maskoner is though, the Hilchaso, Idi V'Idi Beshishim. Whether this mouse fell into beer, whether it fell into vinegar, is always the cloud of shishim. Because when it's nice in tam, lishvach, when the taste is for the good, so then the taste becomes awesome. That's only if you still taste it. What's called tasting it, bishishim. Always in a case where we don't know ourselves. Like pshita, if you could taste it yourself and you own the taste buds, see that it's not there or that it is there, it still be awesome. But let's say it's only 50 times or 40 times. And you taste it now, and you do not taste it at all, it would be mutter. Shishim is only if you don't know whether it's there or not, you're totally in shishim. The same thing, call these surin shivatera. All these surin batera, or at least raivi surin batera, is called the shishim. But we do not know what the taste is, we always say the shishim is both. Yeah. Taste, Rashi says, when one min, one type of food falls into a different type, it's not min b'minoi, that you have to taste it, it's b'shishim. Chutz mi'chametz, that's also b'mashu. Ava bim b'minoi, res Rashi shita, mogvinu v'soch n'ilchosu b'mashu. Karav, Rashi paskos the karav, that every min b'minoi is not bottle at all, it's also even with a mashu. Halacha we held now that even min b'minoi is also bottle. And we held just the opposite. Really, min b'minoi is bottle chad v'trei. One and two. The taste you don't have at all, because it's the same taste. So one and two is bottle. But the Rabbanan though, we're machmir by min b'minoi, if it's lach b'lach, you need shishim also. That's how maskana though, we're always samech on shishim. Anytime it's a lach b'lach that the mamish gets mixed up, the taste gets mixed up, you need 60 times against it to make it bottle. If it's yavish be yavish, two pieces, then it's chad v'trei. One piece got mixed up with two pieces, then it's mutter.
Oh, it's be yavish?
What? We pass in tamlev gam is mutter, so you always have to know the taste. If it's a bad taste, it becomes mutter. If it's a good taste, then it's also. How long can you taste it until you have 60 times against it? Now the Mishnah says, Oyvei kechovim shoyimavir im Yisrael kadayayim imokam imokam. A Jew was moving his kosher wine from place to place, and he had a guy helping him. And right now the barrels were sealed, closed, so there's no problem of maga. The wine is still okay. But it sounds like this. If even the Jew went away, but the guy did not realize it, the guy at all times thinks as if the Jew is still watching, the Jew is still there, mutter, that's mutter, it's like a nichnas v'yotzei. Like even though the Jew goes away, the guy is always afraid that either he's there or he'll be right back. So the guy is afraid to open up the barrel and touch the wine. Therefore, it's so called like you have a shomer, a Jew is there, it's mutter. But what's going to be im hoidiyoi? Let's say the Jew tells the guy, you know, I'm taking a lunch break now. I'm going a mile down the road. And he tells the guy that I'm leaving you right now. So it depends. It depends how long you have a lunch break. Today, that you could make a hole in the barrel, open up, shum ha'ayin, open up the barrel like, then you'll be able to go, you'll be able to close it. the yigot and be able to dry up. In other words, he's going to make a hole in the barrel, then he'll be able to clog up the hole with some material, and then he'll wait till it dries. If he has enough time that he can make the hole and patch it up again, that's the shear. That if you went away that long, then it's awesome. Because we're afraid the guy did that. Imamish made a hole in the barrel and started to drink from it, and then the one would be Ainesach. And Shimon Gamliel in there, no, that a guy would not just make a hole in the barrel, it's too hard to patch up. You could tell whether there was a hole there or not. So if he has a bigger shear, he holds, Kadesh Yiftach Esachavis, you have to be away long enough that he could break open the whole cover, the whole top cover he takes off, the Yigoyt, and he has to be able to put a whole new cover on top of it, and the Tigoyt, that it could dry up. That's the longest shear. Shungamil says he has to be away this long that he could open up those things. The Rashi says, Eina Neser, Elachi Yeshoya, Kadesh Yiftach as Kol, Magufa Sakovis. The Yeshla Neitla, Shlerti Sharakula. Once you take off the cover, you have to like break off the whole cover. So it takes a little bit longer. You have to break off the whole cover, then put a new cover on, and then wait till you smear it down, you seal it up. So if the Jew goes away for this length of time, then we're afraid the guy did this, and then the one would be awesome. Now, a similar locker is, HaMeniach Yainoi V'Kroinoi V'Svina. A Jew is traveling, and he leaves his wine in his wagon, or in the ship. V'Olachloi, and there's a guy there watching it, or with him. V'Olachloi V'Kapandria. And the Jew, in the meantime, takes a shortcut. And Nichnas Lemedini goes into the city, the Rochas, and takes a bath there, Mutter, still the wine back on the wagon on the ship is Mutter. Since the Jew did not tell the guy that he's leaving, so even though he's not there, the guy at all times is afraid to touch the wine because he feels maybe the Jew will come right back. But since the Jew did not notify the guy, then it's Mutter. But again, Imhoi Dioi, Shehu Maflig, let's say the Jew tells the guy, I'm leaving you now, I'm taking my lunch break now. So then it depends how long is the lunch break, if he leaves long enough. Again, that the guy will be able to make a hole just in the barrel, and then close up, clog up the hole, and let it, the seal dry up. That's us, that's Tanakam Shita. Rav Shimon Gamliel again says, no, I mean, he says, it has to be a longer length of time. It has to be long enough that the guy has enough time to break off the whole top cover, the yigoyf, and then make a whole new cover to the barrel, and then the tigoyf, seal it down, let it dry up. So that's the shear that it would be awesome. The more we'll talk about. There are a few more cases come. A third case is, let's say a Jew had a wine store. A Jew owned the store, and he had a guy that's working there. He had a person that sells, helps him out. And again, even though the Jew leaves the store, he's the Yotzeh, he leaves the store, and only the guy is alone in the store. But then, if Nichnas, he comes in again, Mutter. As long as the Jew did not tell the guy, I'm leaving now for a good amount of time, he didn't tell him anything. So even though he walks out, the guy is always afraid, maybe he'll come back again the next minute. So the guy is afraid to touch the wine, therefore the wine is Mutter. But again, via my dear Shemat, if he tells him he's leaving now, then again, same machlekes. Tanakam holds Kadesh Yishtam Yishtam Yigoyf, just to make a hole in the barrel and then clog it up and let it dry. The Shimon Gamliel line there, Kadesh Yiftach Esachagis, now in order to break open the whole top cover, the Yigoyf put a new cover on top, the Tigoyf seal it down and let it dry up. That's the third case. Now, fourth case. Hoyoykal Imoyal Ashuchan. Let's say a guy and a Jew were eating together on the same table. The Jew invited the guy over to his house, teed on the same table. Veniach Ligina Malashuchan. And the Jew puts down his flask of wine on the table. He also has a lug of wine on the dulbaki. That's the side table where they make prepare the food. That's not the table they eat on. That's the side table they prepare the food on. So there's wine both on the table they're sitting down to eat and on the side table. So it depends. If the guy Jew goes out, even though he doesn't tell him where he's going, he just walks out of the room, the yotza, and then he comes back in again, so it depends. Mashallah shulchan osa. The wine that's on top of the table, that's osa. Because the guy is not afraid to take it, to drink it, to touch it. Because he feels, listen, the Jew invited me over to eat, and he sat me down on the table, so whatever's put down on the table is for me to eat. But since there's wine there, so, and the Jew stepped out even for a second, he has to be afraid that second the guy touched the wine. He's not, there's no mirsus. He's not afraid to touch it. Just if the Jew was there the whole time, the Jew Lamaisa sees whether he touched it or not. But if the Jew leaves the room, then you did not see what happened. You have to be afraid the Jew, the goy, touched the wine. Yeah. Also, but shall hadol b'ki, the wine is on the side table that was not served to be drink, to be used this meal, then mutter. Because there again, the goy is afraid to touch it. That wine was not put down to be served to him. That's the owner's wine. So be afraid to go and touch it. Therefore, since the Jew did not tell him that he's leaving, he'll be afraid to come back any second, it's us. But again, the Imam Aloy have a Moisik B'Shoysef. Now, there's no Kiddush. If the Jew tells the guy, no, go ahead, make your wine fit to drink, add some water to it, dilute the wine a little bit. So since the Jew told the guy, go ahead and start to drink, then, even though we only told him mainly to drink the wine on the table, but once he has permission to go and take it, then of course the guys will go ahead and take even the one on the side table, and even that one becomes awesome. Now the cloud of these last cases are, if there's an open barrel here, so in these cases we're afraid the guy will touch it, it'll become awesome. Rashi says, Shavayis Asuris. If the Jew has an open barrel of wine in his house, and he has a guy there that invited over to drink, then that wine also is also in this last case. We're afraid the guy would touch any wine of the house. But stumais, if the barrels of wine are closed, sealed, then mutaris. Again, unless the Jew says, I'm leaving you now, I have to go someplace, and he won't come back until enough time for the guy to break open the barrel and seal it again. So, yeah, then it'll become also. But again, in a case where the Jew gave the guy permission to start drinking, then the guy will touch any wine of the house. So therefore, if the guy Jew leaves the house, then any wine is asa. Even the wine is open for sure, and even the closed barrels, it depends how long he goes away. If the Jew goes away long enough for him to break it open, he would do it also, because he has permission. He's like Hamish. He's in the house, he can do what he wants in the house. Now the Gemara says, Heichi domi b'cheskas ha-mishdamer. What is the ratio, the first part of the Mishnah, meaning that they're traveling and they're transporting the wine together? And as long as it's becheskes mishumer, it's okay. Even though the Jew leaves the guy alone with the wine, still it's okay. Kid tiny, like we learned. Harashoyu chamoru v'poyalim tunim tyrus. A Jew, choshev, a Jew had his workmen or his donkey drivers carrying for him tyrus, truma, kochim, things that he has to keep tor. Safilu hiflug mihem. Even though the master, the Jew, goes away from them more than a mile down the road, still tyros of tyros. Why? Because they're afraid the master's watching or will come back any second. They're afraid to touch it. Or let, at least, we'll soon say, at least let somebody else touch it. But if the master says to them, Luchu, you go down the road yourself. Vani b'achreichem, I'll come later. Once the master cannot see his workers anymore, then right away Tyros of Timaeus. Then we said the Tyros of Timaeus. That's like us also. Calls them and you have an eye on them, or they do not know you're leaving, then it's mutter. But once they know you're leaving and you don't have an eye on them anymore, then it becomes awesome. So Mora said, listen, by Tyros here, Maishna Reishu, Maishna Seifu, Monashach. If you're telling me now that these workers themselves, like Amaratim, and their Tomei, so what do I care if the Jew is watching them? But they're carrying the Tyrus. But talking about now, the people are moving your Tyrus. They have the Trumer on their a donkey. So who are they themselves, the Tomei? They're touching it right now. So I'm Rav Yitzchak, Reisha b'metaya chamorov apoylov, lekah. Now we're talking about that the master, the Jew, first made sure that his workers went to the mikvah. He made sure that his workers are tahor, and therefore now they have the job to transport the truma, transport the kachim. So we know for sure the workers are tahor. If that's the case, the Yochav of the Gemara, safe and ami. What do I care if the master goes away and leaves them alone? So what? Lamaisa, they are tahor. So where is it true? And no, they're Jews. They're just amratzim. The Gemara says, ain amaritz. The pshat is even though they themselves went to the mikvah, but they're an amoritz. They don't know the halacha clearly. Therefore, they're not matbid. They don't care if their friend would touch the tyrus. So that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid about that maybe they'll have a friend come over and they'll let them touch it. So yehochi yisaf yilu reishanami name hochi. Even the reishu also. Some more says no. Omar rova the bor lehem derech aklaksim. The Rashi is talking about not that the master really leaves them alone completely. He just goes